on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
And friends of friends forever, if the Lord's the Lord of them. And a friend will not say never, cause the welcome will not end.
Well, there's the theme for the next couple segments. Johnny and friends in studio. And you know, Marcy, who's in studio with us from Johnny and Friends, New Mexico. We've talked about this before. It's more about just folks that are experiencing disabilities and in need of assistance. As these families get together for various events and other things that Johnny and Friends, whether on a global, national, or statewide basis, really, it's friends. It's even more than friends. It's family.
Yes.
And it's just great to see and hear the different stories over the years and months as we continue to connect with Johnny and Friends of New Mexico each month. Marcy in studio with us, as I mentioned. The website is johnnyandfriends.org. Johnny is J-O-N-I. You got to spell out and. johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. We want to start with the respite events. And real quick on this, a respite event in general, I could articulate it, Marcy, but you'll do it better.
Respite event is for families to have an opportunity for the caregivers and the parents to actually have a respite, get a break. They take care of their children 24/7, 365. And, you know, when you have a child with a disability or even several children with disability, you just don't have any breathing time. And so we have partnered with several churches in town, and they offer a 3-hour respite to give.
Can I say something about that?
Folks, some time.
Several churches. I'm going to say a few.
Yeah, a few.
Because we need more.
Yeah.
And thank you to, now listen, churches that aren't doing this are doing a lot of other things. However, a respite event with Johnny and Friends may be just the thing for your church to, you know, anytime, it's kind of like breaking bread together. You know, anytime you get together, people in the church that haven't met, haven't, you know, rubbed elbows to get the work done, it's a growing experience for the body of Christ in the local church and amongst the community of Johnny and Friends.
Yes.
And I interrupted you, but I wanted to jump on that because you were kind to say several. And there's, you know, a handful of churches in the community that are providing respite events, which, by the way, the next one on the calendar is September 27th at Paragon Church up in Rio Rancho. You can look for details on the Johnny and Friends website I mentioned, johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. But put that on your calendar, Paragon Church, September 27th. Now, some of these events are daytime events and some are evening events. Do we know if that one's...
Yeah, that's an afternoon. It's a Saturday afternoon from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Lunch is provided. Each child has a buddy and
lots of fun.
Have a great time. Yeah, they get to be amongst their peers and have a really good time. And mom and dad get a break and can go shopping, have lunch together, or go do something fun, or just take a nap.
And for the church, the lay person or pastor that might be listening about respite event, our congregation, we don't know anything about caring for disabled.
Well, we train you.
Yeah.
That's the nice thing about Johnny and Friends is that we have disability training and etiquette that we do. For all volunteers, that's something that we offer to the church that wants to do a respite. We trained them to how to work with someone with different types of disabilities. And basically, it's just having an open heart and loving on people.
Now, I'm going to give a phone number and some information. If I get it wrong, let me know, Marcy. But if you're listening and you want to find out more about getting your church involved in the respite events with Johnny and Friends New Mexico, call 505-835-5263. Marcy, if we've got a church in Las Cruces or, you know, Clovis, Portales, Berlin, Moriarty.
Anywhere in New Mexico, we are totally open. We actually have an engagement area team leader down in Southern in Ruidoso, who is working with a lot of churches in Southern New Mexico right now. And yeah, we're open to anywhere that people want to minister to these families with disabilities.
Yeah. And the training would happen. And then essentially, you know, you got it. Mm-hmm. It's just like we were talking about with Matthew Ellison in the previous segments, you know, they're training people up on missions. Mm-hmm. And Johnny and Friends will, and they're not doing the missions for the churches.
That's right.
They're not planning the trips. They are equipping the churches to learn how to do it themselves. You're teaching people to fish.
Exactly.
And once your church goes through the training, it's yours. Mm-hmm. You can, and they can do a respite event really as often, you know, as they need or want to be available to do.
Yeah, right now with the number of churches we have one every month. Actually, in October, there's two that will be happening. October 3rd with New Covenant Church, and the 17th with Grace Church.
Yeah, and as I mentioned, some of those are Friday night, some of those are Saturday day. You can work that out with, mm-hmm. with what works best for your congregation. And if you want to find out more about the respite events, we encourage you to call 835-5263. That's 505-835-5263. Or connect with Johnny and Friends of New Mexico at the website johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico. We're going to take a quick break and come back. Barn Dance is on the way, and there's some other things happening. Johnny and Friends never slow, right? You finish one thing and you're planning the next.
Yeah. No, we're planning usually about three things at the same time because they're one right after the other.
Yeah.
So
there's some exciting things coming up. We'll find out more after this on ABQ Connect.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
All right, Marcy and I are both old enough to remember that Andrew Gold hit. And of course, a lot of folks remember that from the Golden Girls. But thank you, Johnny and Friends, for being a friend to the families dealing with disabilities here in New Mexico, and Johnny and Friends in general, nationwide, globally, and johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico is where to find out more about what's happening locally. However, one of your favorite things coming up here in just a few weeks on Saturday, October 18th, from 11 to 2, and this is at that community barn, the Alfredo Garcia Community Barn out on Rio Grande Boulevard, the Family Fiesta Barn Dance. Now, I've never attended that, but put us there. Put us there, Marcy.
So much fun. We have churches and organizations that come out and set up game booths and all kinds of fun stuff. We provide lunch. We have usually some kind of a barbecue lunch.
I was going to say, I think I smell barbecue.
Oh, yeah. Got some barbecue lunch stuff happening, and food and music and dancing and karaoke. We're going to do some karaoke this year. And it's just a really fun time for the community to come out and learn more about some of our churches around town and more about the ministry and the families that we serve and how others can serve as well.
Now, for those listening who maybe they don't have someone in their family that's dealing with a disability, but they hear about, that sounds fun.
It's completely open to the community. We'd love everybody to come out. But
not only to come out, can they come alongside?
Of course.
You need more hands and feet there?
Always.
Yeah,
always. We're always looking for volunteers and lots to do, set up, and things happening. And if churches want to come set up a booth and have a fun game booth and all, and be able to promote, you know, their ministry, we are totally open. We still have room left for more booths. So give us a call.
So listen, this is happening Saturday, October 18th. If you're, you know, one of those real involved at your church, you really know what's coming up on the calendar, think of something coming up after October 18th that you want to be promoting to the community, but you can provide a game booth for the Johnny and Friends Family Fiesta Barn Dance. And now, is that kind of inside outside?
It is. We usually, there's a big, beautiful patio at this barn, and that's where we have the dance. We have vendor tables inside as well as outside. And so it's really, really just, it's a lot of fun for the community. And the best part, Steve, it's free.
Yeah, right.
Now you're looking for something to do with the kids or the family, bring them on out.
Well, and you know, you brought in the little postcard things to share with people about this event. And I want to ask you before I give out the information, I have the number I've been giving out, but there's information on that card. Should I share that?
Sure.
For information about the Family Fiesta Barn Dance, as far as your maybe your youth group, your church in general, maybe your family wants to be supportive by providing a booth or a game. You know, there was, you mentioned face painting, all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. If you have something, you know, you can contribute in that way, or you just want more information, contact Riley Norman. That's RYLEE.Norman@JohnnyAndFriends.org. Or you can call 505-317-7905. That's 505-317-7905 for that Family Fiesta Barn Dance. And that's not all that's going on. You know, if you go onto the website at johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico, you will just from the, on the homepage, just scroll down. You'll see some upcoming events, including the barn dance. You can click on that to find out more. But at the end of September, just before the respite at Paragon Church on the 27th, on the 23rd is a Coffee and Care New Mexico. These are a monthly event with Johnny and Friends, correct?
Actually, it's the 30th. They haven't changed that yet.
Oh, okay. So it's
the last Tuesday.
So it's actually 3 days after the, but it's near the event. It's at the end of September. It's going to be a week later than this. So it'll be September 30th. And tell us what happens at the Coffee and Care New Mexico. I think this is where that whole Johnny and Friends community and family really shows its colors.
It's a great fellowship time. We have coffee and snacks, and we get caregivers together and even adults with disabilities that are isolated that want some fellowship. We just get together and we have a great time together. It's about an hour and a half, and we get to talk, and you get to share things if you want about what you're going through, or it's just a time for community, like you said, and an opportunity to really be with people that understand what you're going through.
Okay, and this is another free event, by the way, and it's September 30th at Johnny and Friends, New Mexico. Their offices are at 7007 Wyoming Boulevard Northeast, Suite B4. It's on the website. Go to johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. Scroll down. You'll see the Coffee and Care. Click on it. The date will be changed, but make sure you put down the right date for September 30th. And details on their website. And RSVP for the event if you can, too. Marcy, thanks again for coming in, whether it's you or Mary or both of you or others from Johnny and Friends. Let's do this next month.
Oh, happy to see you again.
All right.
Be here.
And thanks for tuning in, and thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.